This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Brooke, what's Common Grace hoping for this Christmas?
Common Grace is hoping that people are interested in pursuing Jesus and justice and actually stepping into a new day. For Common Grace, a movement of over 50,000 people pursuing Jesus and justice, we run an Advent series every year, 25 devotions by diverse Christian voices from right across these lands now called Australia. And each year we have a beautiful theme. This year's theme is A New Day. We're hoping that people take this Advent season and that with all that 2021 has brought, so many things to so many people, that we actually take this time to sit as we are in that expectant hope and waiting of that Advent series and to focus on Jesus through this time.
And Brooke, are you and Common Grace and those who are contributing to this devotional series, which sounds pretty awesome, are you guys thinking that because of the pandemic, because of the last couple of years, we are now in a particular point in history where we are really waiting for a new day?
As an Aboriginal Christian leader, I absolutely feel that. Regardless of pandemic, I feel like this is very much a time in history for these lands now called Australia, but also for the world. And Jesus plays an important role in that. You know, I'm sure many people are feeling division. I know so many families divided at the moment. Jesus is that great healer, comforter. And we've got Jesus coming to earth as a baby in a manger. And let's hear from 25 diverse voices to try to bring us together. How do we navigate those differences that we're finding? Last year, our series was For the Weary. When we think back to the end of 2020, 2021 can feel like it's a year on repeat, but not. Let's actually think about the new day that Jesus brings, the new way Jesus brings. Let's see where that takes us. For me, it's hopefully to a world of justice and a world that's filled with love.
And what might some of that justice and love look like in a new day, Brooke? Through the Advent series, what kind of picture is being presented of what our world could actually look like in a new day of Jesus, particularly when it comes to justice?
I've read all of the 25 devotions and they're all so different. Many have brought me to tears. Just seeing what people are going through in their everyday, but also people doing amazing actions for justice. Like Kelly Hughes, who's contributed to the series, and she's knitted one of our scarves for climate action. Every week she's out there asking for Australia to be a place of compassion and welcome for our refugee and asylum seeker brothers and sisters. She's chopped so many vegetables through the pandemic for those doing it tough in Canberra as they're prepared meals. Another special thing about this series is we actually went out to photographers from across the Common Grace movement. So every day has a beautiful image of a sunrise or sunset.
Cool.
And for me, that's when we're looking at God's beautiful canvas and artwork that God paints twice a day for us. So how to center on all that God has created around us. But not just to wait for some future return of Jesus. We have the birth of Jesus and Jesus' life, death and resurrection. And there's things we need to do in our everyday. And so to bring about justice. And, you know, for myself as an Aboriginal person, from Advent for Common Grace, we go into Change the Hearts on the 25th of January, 7:30 p.m. ADT time. That's an opportunity to answer the call of Auntie Jean Phillips, our most senior Aboriginal Christian leader. And as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian leaders, we're asking non-Indigenous Australians to come on a journey with us. Let's step into that new day together, a day where we see justice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, but also deep listening and learning to each other's story. And that's a story that the Creator and Jesus has been a part of since time immemorial with us in these lands now called Australia. So I hope it brings people hope, joy, a new understanding and insight into Jesus, and that together we do step into a new day that is filled with love and compassion and justice.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.